Hello, and welcome to another episode of Us and Tomorrow. I am your host, Belinda Chen, and today we are exploring one of the most profound yet misunderstood concepts in science, entropy. From thermodynamics to quantum physics, from science fiction to philosophy, entropy shapes our understanding of the universe and perhaps even our destiny. The word entropy gets thrown around a lot these days. We use it to describe everything from messy bedrooms to chaotic political situations. But what exactly is entropy? And why does it matter so much? At its most basic, entropy is a measure of disorder or randomness in a system. It's the reason ice melts in your drink and why your coffee cools down, and ultimately why stars burn out. But entropy is far more than just a scientific concept. It's a lens through which we can view everything from the cosmos to our daily lives. Today, we'll explore entropy across multiple dimensions, from its scientific foundations to its portrayal in science fiction, and from its philosophical implications to its role in our understanding of time itself. Let's start with the science. Entropy emerged as a concept in the 19th century with the development of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics states that the total entropy of an isolated system always increases over time. In simpler terms, things naturally tend toward disorder unless energy is continuously applied to maintain order. Think about it like your desk. Without regular effort to keep it organized, papers pile up, pens scatter, and chaos ensues. This isn't just because you are lazy. Well, it might be, but it's because there are vastly more ways for things to be disorganized than organized. Statistically speaking, disorder is more probable than order. But entropy isn't just about messy desks. It's fundamental to how energy works in our universe. When energy transforms from one form to another, like chemical energy becoming heat in your car engine, some energy always gets dispersed in ways we can't fully recover or use. This is why perpetual motion machines are impossible and why eventually all energy in the universe will be evenly distributed, a state known as heat death. Entropy gets even more fascinating when we move to quantum physics. In quantum mechanics, entropy relates to information and probability. The quantum world is inherently probabilistic. We can only describe the likely positions or states of particles, not their exact values. This quantum uncertainty is deeply connected to entropy. In fact, one of the most mind-bending aspects of quantum physics is the relationship between observation, information, and entropy. When we observe a quantum system, we gain information, which can be viewed as a decrease in entropy from our perspective. But the act of measurement itself increases the overall entropy of the universe. Black holes represent perhaps the most extreme entropy puzzle in physics. Stephen Hawking's groundbreaking work suggested that black holes have entropy proportional to their surface area, not their volume. A counterintuitive finding that has led to the holographic principle and deep questions about information reality and the fundamental nature of space-time. Science fiction has long been fascinated with entropy, of course, both as a scientific concept and as a metaphor. One of my favorite examples is Isaac Asimov's short story, The Last Question, where humans repeatedly ask an increasingly powerful computer how to reverse the universe's inevitable heat death. The story spans trillions of years, following humanity as we evolve and merge with our technology, all while that same question haunts us: can entropy be reversed? What makes the story so powerful is its ending. After the universe has reached heat death and all matter and energy have been consumed, the cosmic computer finally solves the problem and declares, "Let there be light," and there was light, suggesting a new Big Bang and the birth of a new universe. It's a breathtaking twist that connects entropy to cycles of creation and destruction, and that perhaps before our Big Bang, there has been another cycle in the cosmos that ended in heat death. In movies like Tenet, Entropy is manipulated to allow objects and people to move backward through time. And in novels like Philip K. Dick's Ubik, entropy serves as both a plot device and a metaphor for decay and the fragility of reality itself. What makes entropy such a powerful concept for science fiction is how it connects hard science with philosophical questions. It provides a scientific basis for exploring themes like mortality, the passage of time, the humanity's place in a universe that seems inherently designed to wind down. Beyond science and fiction, entropy has profound philosophical implications. It gives time its arrow, explaining why we experience time moving in one direction. We can scramble an egg, but we cannot unscramble it. We remember the past, but not the future. These asymmetries in time are direct consequences of entropy. Entropy also raises existential questions. If the universe is destined for heat death, a state of maximum entropy where no useful work can be done, what does this mean for the ultimate fate of consciousness and civilization? Are we, as physicist Arthur Eddington suggested, merely struggling upward against the stream of time in our attempts to create order and meaning? Some philosophers have even connected entropy to concepts like free will and purpose. In a universe where this order naturally increases, the creation of order, whether it's writing a symphony, building a civilization, or simply organizing your bookshelf, represents a temporary victory against cosmic inevitability. Entropy also appears in surprising places beyond physics. In information theory, entropy measures uncertainty or unpredictability in a message or data stream. This concept, developed by Claude Shannon in the 1940s, is fundamental to modern computing, data compression, and encryption. In biology, living organisms represent amazing examples of local entropy reduction. They create and maintain complex, ordered systems by consuming energy and expelling waste heat, thereby increasing entropy elsewhere. Life itself can be viewed as a sophisticated entropy management process. Even in economics and social systems, entropy-like concepts help explain why maintaining social structures requires constant energy input and why complex systems tend to simplify over time without intervention. What I find most fascinating about entropy is how it connects the microscopic and macroscopic worlds. The random motion of countless particles leads to predictable, large-scale thermodynamic behavior. This emergence of simplicity from complexity is both counterintuitive and profound. Entropy might even help explain consciousness itself. Some theories suggest that our sense of awareness emerges from the brain's constant struggle to predict and minimize surprise, essentially managing entropy in neural information processing. And here's a mind-bending thought. Some physicists have proposed that gravity itself might be an entropic force, not a fundamental force like we've always assumed, but an emergent phenomenon resulting from changes in information across space-time. As we think about entropy, we are confronted with both limitation and possibility. Yes, the universe trends toward disorder, but within that process, incredible complexity and beauty can emerge, and from stars and galaxies to life and consciousness. Perhaps entropy isn't just about decay and disorder, but also about transformation and possibility. After all, without the flow of energy that entropy governs, there would be no change, no evolution, no life. In our quest to understanding entropy, we are really exploring one of the most fundamental aspects of existence itself, the relationship between order and chaos, between permanence and change, between universe as it is and as it might be. That's all for this episode of Us and Tomorrow. If you enjoyed this mind-bending journey into entropy and its far-reaching implications, be sure to subscribe. Next time, we'll be diving into another aspect of our rapidly evolving technological future. Until then, keep curious, keep organized. Despite the inevitability of entropy.